I didn't discuss. California and Washington remain steady at an 8% rate. So what we're seeing finally is testing improving, more testing being done, still a high level of negatives in states without hotspots, allowing them to do more of this surveillance and containment. And then prioritizing this new rapid test kit to those areas that may not have the same amount of access to the Indian Health Services and to the public health institutions and the public health and state labs so that they can use that and start forward leaning into surveillance. Now, we know that our people waiting for tests, and they're waiting for tests because when these areas became very, when they got onto the logarithmic curve, we prioritize people whose decisions, where the test decision would make it critical for their care. And so we prioritized hospitals and we prioritized nurses and doctors and frontline workers. So that means if you went through a drive-through or you went through your doctor, you could have that delay. So the masks. So what I tried to give you is how we're using data in a very granular way. And so there's experiential data, when you look at communities that have oftentimes utilized masks in general for personal protection from when they particularly are themselves sick and have used their mask in public. And we've looked at the rate of this COVID-19 in those populations. And then we're looking at the scientific evidence to bring those two pieces together. Let me just say one thing, though. The most important thing is the social distancing and washing your hands. And we don't want people to get an artificial sense of protection because they're behind a mask. Because if they're touching things, remember, your eyes are not in the mask. So if you're touching things and then touching your eyes, you're exposing yourself in the same way. So we don't want people to feel like, oh, I'm wearing a mask, I'm protected, and I'm protecting others. You may be protecting others. But don't get a false sense of security that that mask is protecting you exclusively from getting infected, because there are other ways that you can get infected because of the number of asymptomatic and mild cases that are out there. And so this worries us, and that's why the debate is continuing about the mask, because we don't want, when we're trying to send a signal that every single person in this country needs to stay 6 feet away from everybody, that needs to be washing their hands constantly and know where their hands are, to send a signal that we think a mask is equivalent to those pieces. So when the advisory comes out, it will be an additive piece, if it comes out, rather than saying this is a substitute for. And we want to make sure everybody understands it is not a substitute for the presidential guidelines that have already gone out, and to be absolutely clear about that.
Quick question about the